assumed.
The long version. Later tonight. She will tell me what she's been doing all these years someday. All right, so before we tell that story, I think we should just say, let's get this party started!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Once again, very good evening. I'm Philadelphia, how are you doing? Thank you for giving me such a warm welcome. And it's great to be back here again. And also, thanks for the support all these many, many years. For all that we've done and all that we've been through. And I'd just like, on a personal note, to say thank you to my fellow band members, John, Mick, Stevie and Lindsay, for giving me a second shot at doing this, which is quite special, really special to me. And all these great players on the stage, this one is for you and for Lindsay.
Thank you. Well, we are indeed not just pleased, but thrilled to be back here with you tonight. Thank you all for coming! Fleetwood Mac is a band that has managed to evolve, to grow, and really to prevail through the good times and the bad. And I think that's really part of what makes us what we are. And at this particular moment, with the return of the beautiful Christine, with her return, we begin a new chapter, a beautiful, poetic, and prolific new chapter in the history of this band called Fleetwood Mac!
Time.
just gonna stay. Why don't you rest? He's gone away. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Falling, 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 echoing.
That song goes out to American Horror Story, because without them, the song would never have come back. Thank you.
He thinks that's the end of the set, see? No, it's not. this next song was written, seems like a long time ago. It was the first single for an album called Tango in the Night. And because this was written quite a while ago, the lyric pretty accurately describes the person that I was at that time, which was someone who was quite well defended, perhaps had put boundaries around certain emotions in order to get through with what needed to be done. I think we all dealt with things that way in the band at that time. Happily, with the passage of time, that description really has just become an echo. And so, especially now, at this particular juncture for the band, this circular moment that we seem to be experiencing now, the song takes on even more enhanced meaning, whereas it really was a kind of a contemplation on alienation, it has now become more a meditation on the power and the importance of change. Thank you.
So this next song is basically my dedication song, and every once in a while there's somebody that's super, super special. And tonight there's a little girl here, her name is Gia, and she's one more of a couple of little girls that I've known for many, many years through all these years at Fleetwood Mac and my own work, where I've watched them grow up. And this one girl has just faced mountains of hardships, and she has just done so much more than I would have ever been able to do in her position, and stayed happy and joyful and amazing through her whole experience in this life. And I wish you could all know her. Her name is Gia, and she is amazing. And always say a prayer for Gia when you think of it, because she could always use a prayer. So Gia, my little sweet friend, this is for you. It's called Inside. because nobody can ever do me again.
Yeah.
settle there maintenant. Can't start without you. Anyway, I wrote this song, I think it was 1975. And this was when Stevie and Lindsay first joined Fleetwood Mac, and we made this album just called Fleetwood Mac, and we called the White Album. And this was the first single from it, and I'll just do it for you now.
Introduction, because it has something to do with like how this all started. somewhere like 1968, 69, 70, and 71, Lindsay and I lived in San Francisco, and we were in a band, a really good band, and we ended up having the great luck and hard workers to be opening for really almost all of the really great San Francisco bands at that time. For instance, not bragging, but sorta, Jimi Hendrix, 75,000 people at Santa Clara Fairgrounds. San Jose. Janis Joplin, Frost Amphitheater, Stanford University. Opened for Chicago at Fillmore West. Opened for somebody else at Winterland Ballroom, Avalon Ballroom. So we kind of had this like magical moment where we did this whole thing, sort of like deja vu, before we ever got here. So anyway, we were making pretty good money, and since I was going to college, nobody else was, but I was, and my parents were supporting me, so they let me keep my money that I made in the band. And so I heard a rumor that there was this amazing store up in San Francisco where all the rock and roll women, the famous ones, who could afford it, went to this store to buy their stage clothes. So I drove up there, money in hand, and I walked into this tiny little store that was not bigger than this. It was really little. And it was filled to the rafters with the most beautiful clothes that you'd ever seen. I know, guys, some of you care, some of you don't, but girls, you would have just absolutely died had you seen this room. Anything you ever wanted was in this room. And so I'm standing there going, I can't afford anything here. Even if I am standing in a store called The Velvet Underground. So there I was standing in the middle of The Velvet Underground on this beautiful but small hardwood floor, which is where I fell in love with hardwood floors, and thinking to myself, well, I really can't afford anything here, but something is coming into my brain. I'm having like either I'm having a seizure or I'm having a premonition. And all of a sudden I like saw the future and I said, there's gonna be a day when I'm gonna walk in this store and I'm gonna be able to buy anything I want here. And I'm just this little girl in college really that's in this really cool band, but you know, who knows. And it's coming and I believed it. I so believed it that it was like I had a whole like transformation. I bought one outfit, stood on the floor, looked around one more time, and walked out. And why I'm telling you this story is because I just want you all to believe and understand that if you have a dream, you can have that dream. You just have to work really hard, and you have to let nobody get in your way, and you have to tell everybody to go and leave you alone because you have a dream. And I'm not trying to sound like Martin Luther King, but the fact is that you have to have a dream and a passion, and if you have it, you'll make it, you'll get it. And nobody can tell you you can't have it. You can stand in the Velvet Underground on that beautiful hardwood floor and go, I belong. So what I was waiting for and what I saw, obviously, was this, was Fleetwood Mac. Years down the line, I knew it. I felt it. I saw it. Back to, so I'm back. To the Velvet Underground, back to the floor that I loved, back to the gypsy that I was.
I'm back.
did this to me. You can't take me now. You can't take me. You can't fake me out. Change me. Thank you.
you for coming. Good night.
Baby. wait for it! Yeah.
Give it up for the one and only Mick Fleetwood!
Fleetwood Mac travels all over this planet, many years besides, and these ladies and gentlemen sharing the stage with us are part of that. So as they come to you, make them extremely welcome here tonight. With no more ado, starting on background vocals, Miss Sharon Salani. Stay by, Alexander. Miss Alori Nix. Yeah. On guitar and vocals, our dear friend, Mr. Neil Haywood. On his right, behind a profusion of keyboards, guitar, and of course vocals, our long-standing friend with Fleetwood Mac. Make welcome here tonight, Mr. Brett Otago! Oh. Holy cow! Well, I am completely astounded that not just welcoming three other people, I am welcoming four other people on the stage, and honored to do so. Starting on my left, the gentleman that you may have noticed does not even leave the stage if but for 30 seconds, not like us bunch. Our musical mentor, a man with an eye on our future, Mr. Lindsay Buckingham! And I add one hell of a guitar player. Fleetwood Mac's eternal romantic, our poet, the magical Miss Stevie Nicks! Stevie touched on a lady that is now on my right. It is beyond belief that she is yet again sharing the stage with us, making this so complete. Our songbird has returned. Make welcome here tonight, Miss Christine McNair. Always on my right-hand side, my dearest friend, truly the backbone of Fleetwood Mac, Mr. John McVeigh! Johnny Mac! We'll be right back.
you, everybody, so much. course, have the last word. Because I am the talker, as you know already. So what I want to tell you is, and you know, we've already been to Philadelphia, freedom.
I love you.
It just occurred to me today, that song, and I thought, well, I should sing it for them. It's not Elton John, but at least it has the spirit. I wanted you to know that, first of all, thank you for this, because it means the world to me, Walter. And I want you to know that last year we came through 66 shows, and I threw out the big dream catcher and said that it was really important to me because I feel like all of you have stayed with us for such a long time and really loved our songs and sang along with us and played them for your grandparents and parents and younger parents and really little kids and kept this all going for all this time, and it's only because of you that it's happened. And so this year, I think that we have the sort of iconic universal dream catcher that reached out and called to Christine from here to London and said, come back, Chris. Now you have to know, we were never thinking she would ever come back. She's been gone for 16 years. So the fact is that she did come back, and it's really kind of an amazing story, because as you see, it's almost as if she never left.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So I want to thank you, all of you, every one of you, because I think that you are as responsible, if not much more responsible than we here on the stage, for calling her back, like the sirens. You did that. She heard it. She came back. So we got our dream girl back. So thank you so much. You are a wonderful city. We love Philadelphia, and whenever we can stay here, we have such a good time, and we just love your city. So take care of each other. Listen to music. Support the music business. Keep the music going, because in this world, if God knows, we need music. So keep singing. Sing for me. Much love. Bye-bye.
It is so unbelievably fantastic, especially the whole tempo of what is happening to this band, that it's almost unbelievable. And to be sharing something so lovely with you guys and girls is a pleasure indeed. Thank you so much. There would never be an evening and sometimes an afternoon somewhere where we perform all over the world through the years that as a band we would not say the following to you. Take care of yourselves in this extremely crazy world we do live in. And more importantly, be so kind to one another. We do love you so very much. And remember, the Mac is most definitely back.